As a mother, I understand ukuthi ke finding new and exciting ways of cooking wholesome and nutritious meals for umndeni wakho can be a challenge. Yingakho ke I've invited Mom Dora to share her exciting ACE recipes, covering everything from making ACE pap just the way she makes it to wholesome, hearty meals, from your modern twist of old favorites to your budget meals that will fill your family's tummy with love. Now, on the line, I do have Mom Dora. Mama, hello, and how are you today?
Oh, hello, Zama. I am very well, and how are you keeping?
I am well, Mom Dora. Now, last Wednesday, you shared about the creamy pap with braised chicken Levi's, and of which it was a comfort meal that made me all warm inside. So now, ngabeke kuleli viki, what yummy recipe do you have for us?
Well, today I decided I'll be sharing how to prepare ACE cheesy pap balls.
Oh, wow. That sounds very amazing.
This is something fun which the whole family can do together. The kids would love rolling those pap balls and dipping them into egg and cheese.
That's my thought exactly for the kids. Yeah. Now, go ahead and explain it to us, Ma. How do we make it?
Okay, for this cheesy pap balls, you will need 1 cup yobisi, 1 cup milk, 2 cups of water. That's your liquid for your pap. And then we'll add 2 teaspoons of chicken stock powder. If you have, you're using how much chicken cubes, you can use two blocks the chicken stock. And then you need 1 cup super maize meal. Jumping silo, you could use your plus fiber or you could use your quick cook. And then you'll need 2 tablespoons of finely chopped parsley, and then 2 eggs beaten, which you'll put on the side, and then 1 cup of dry breadcrumbs. You know, my breadcrumbs as a manya nama flavors or whatever. I always prefer to use the plain ones, but if you want to use flavored ones, you can.
Okay.
And then you need 200 grams of cheddar cheese, which you're going to cut into blocks, into nice little squares.
Yes.
And then you'll need your oil for deep frying.
Ah.
So then you try to take maybe ipani and actually deep kanji so that you can deep fry. You know, when you deep fry, you need oil. You need whatever you learned to kind of swim in the oil. Yeah. So what you will do, with your pap, you bring your water with the milk and the chicken stock, whether powder or blocks, you bring that to the boil. And then you slowly add your ACE super maize meal. Just add it gradually and then keep stirring.
Okay.
So either you'll be using a wooden spoon or whatever you want to use. Wooden spoon is always the best. You then turn your heat to low, and then you just leave your pap to continue cooking for like 5 minutes if you're using a quick cook. But then if you're using your super ACE maize meal, you want it to cook for longer. But then every 5 minutes, you'll want to like stir it. And then once it's cooked, you then add your chopped parsley, and then you stir it in well. And then you take your pap, transfer it into your bowl, Jena, and just allow it to cool down a bit so that you'll be able to touch it. And then especially if you're working with the kids, try to make sure that it's cool completely.
Yes.
And then you just take a handful of your pap, and you put it on in your hand, and then you flatten it.
Okay.
In the palm of your hand.
Yes.
And then in the middle, you place the block of cheddar cheese that you've cut into squares. And then you fold this pap around the cheddar cheese. And then you've got your eggs on each on the side. Then you dip the balls into the beaten egg and then into the breadcrumbs. And then by now your oil is hot. You make sure the oil is hot, not like medium. Make sure it's hot. And then you deep fry the balls in the hot oil. The good thing about the pap balls is like you don't have to worry about like if you're in Zamakwinya or if it's cooked through, because your pap is already cooked. So you just want the heat to be enough to melt the cheese that's within. And then that's it. And then you just serve it with maybe tomato and onion gravy. But it's also just so nice on its own. I once made them for a cocktail party and made them quite tiny, and then just stick them with your nice toothpick or maybe these nice sticks that you use now for cocktails. And it's just so amazing just on its own, but you can have it with tomato gravy. And I bet you even your kids will just love making it. You can also serve it with more grated cheese on the side if you want to. Or you could use any of your sauces like sweet chili sauce, tomato sauce, barbecue sauce, whatever sauce you want to use.
Mom Dora, I know definitely Guti, my kids will love this one. This is a real ace twist. I never knew, Guti, you could make so many wonderful recipes using ace maize meal. Sure.
Maize meal. I mean, that's such a versatile ingredient. You know, all your super maize meal, all the variants. You can make like some awesome, you know, treats from it.
Now then, I'm dying to find out, Guti, what exciting ace recipes will you be covering this Wednesday for us, Mom Dora?
Okay, this Wednesday we'll be making herb dumplings, a beef stew that has herb dumplings on top.
Okay.
You know, like, yeah, getting ready for winter, and it's like also so yummy.
Mama, this sounds very exciting. I cannot wait. I cannot wait, Mama. Wow. Now again, lalela mlaleli, whether you are a beginner or an experienced cook, make sure you do not miss out on these easy, modern, nutritious, and delicious ace recipes that will fill your family's tummy with love. Make sure you join Mom Dora and the ace every Monday and Wednesday on the show, Mid Morning Chat Show with me, Uma Antiza. Mama, thank you so much for
thank you very battle. Much. Thank you so much, Mama. Yeah.
Thank you, Mama. And also make sure to get you check out the ACE social media pages for more of these recipes. And also download the podcast, ACE, fill your home with love. Until Wednesday with Mom Dora and ACE.